questions. And I'm a little embarrassed. Doctor said, don't be embarrassed. She said, well, first of all, I ain't never seen a man in the buff like that before. What is that gnarled, nasty, dangling appendage? Doctor said, say no more. That's the hydraulics. And she said, well, what do you call that bulbous? He said, oh, that would be, I know, just the tip. Just the tip, the peak. She said, all right. Well, what are them two things hanging about 15 inches from the peak? And the doctor's eyes get all wide. Did he bug out of his head? And he says, well, I don't know about your husband, but on me, that'd be the cheeks of my butt.
Changing the way Washington talks, it's the Grease Man.
The offending party right in the eye and say with malice aforethought, your mama is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me. Well, you're sitting in the parking lot, and your batteries are dead. Somehow you left your lights on. You must have lost your head. So a guy at a tow truck comes along. He wants 15 bucks for a jump. Here's what you tell him. As your hydraulics, you pump. Your mama is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me. Well, you're attending a nudist camp and you decide to take a stroll. You can't decide whether to play volleyball or maybe even bowl. Well, you come upon a young man who opens his effeminate yap. Here's what you tell him when he says, hi there, would you like to sit in my lap? Your mama is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me. Well, it really is storming out. It's one of our biggest snows. So you listen to the Grease Man to see if your school is closed. Well, he reads every county, but he says that yours is open. Here's what you tell that jock, because you were really hoping. Your mama was good enough for me.
Oba, oba.
Your mama was good enough for me. It's the International Hour. Keep it coming.
Botch you me, I botch you, and everything goes crazy. Botch you me, bambino, ba ba bo, 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 piccolino. When you kiss me, and I'm a kiss you. Tra la 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 loo.
She's beefy.
Botch you me, my baby, ba ba bo. Just say yes and maybe for you. Squeeze me and I'm a squeeze of you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-loo. B-U-B-I-O, B-U-B-O. Won't you botch you, botch you me?
I don't think I really want to.
B-U-B-I-O, B-U-B-O. When you botch you me, I botch you. And everything goes crazy. Botch you me, bambino, ba-ba-bo. Bo, boca piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-lee.
All right, I'll dance with you, though. Jeez, lady, what do you got under your arms, Gorgonzola? Unbelievable, man, unbelievable. Ah, what is that? Ode de la Caron. That's all right, young man. Let's do the bump, man. Keep my distance this way. Yeah. All right, you and me together. What do you say? Let's share the same sunlight there. Botcha me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Botcha me, my baby, ba ba bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe if you squeeze me, and I'ma squeeze you. La 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 do. Be you, by oh, be you, boo. Won't you botch you, me?
Kiss me.
Pass. Be you, by oh, be you, boo. When you botch you me, I botch you.
Come on, you kids. isn't
no. Baciami bambino, ba-ba-bo, bo, boco piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, bio-bio-bio-bo.
Baciami
bambino. Hey, look at this, lady, take a look at this.
Huh? That's nice.
I thought you had find it very intriguing. Ooh, it's 27 minutes before. Joe, what?
Joe, I ain't telling you my last name.
To live, L'chaim. L'chaim, L'chaim, to live. Singing, ha-ne-ne, ra-ne-na, ha-ne-ne, ra-ne-na. Hoi, 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 yeah. I've got dippity-doo in my payas. My payas is standing straight out from the sides of my head because I'm punk Hasidic. Starting something new. Hey, 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 over my head. Look at me. Hey, 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 chutzpah is gall, like unmitigated gall. Have you heard that expression?
Hmm.
You know what that is?
Say it again.
Unmitigated gall.
No, I've never heard it.
Chutzpah. How old are you, sir?
22.
22 years old. You never heard of that. Let me define it in the age-old way chutzpah is defined. Chutzpah is murdering your mother and father and then asking the court to have mercy on you because you're an orphan. Do you understand the concept of chutzpah?
I've got it, Grease, thanks.
All right, so the next time you're waiting in line to get onto a highway, there's a sign that says right lane closed ahead, so everybody's in the left lane, but here comes some hotshot bumming down the shoulder of the road at high speed, and then he thinks he's going to get all the way to the front of the line and push in front of everybody else. You look at your honey and say, look at that guy. Boy, what?
Chutzpah!
Joe, you're a tribesman for a day! Tune in again when another hapless goy is given a gleaning into the chosen lifestyle. It's 23 minutes before 10 o'clock with the Grease Man. You know where they're going in heat, I tell you, to be honest. I'll be honest with you. Maybe cold outside, the snow may be coming down, but in Waldorf, there it is. At Waldorf Toyota Volvo. It's the time of year when Waldorf Toyota Volvo just finally goes in heat. They're hot to trot to sell you a real deal. At Waldorf Toyota Volvo on Route 301 in Waldorf, they're going to double your down payment. Up to $2,500, or give you a $2,500 guaranteed trade-in on anything you can drive into Waldorf's lot and a new car in stock. So that old nasty Rambler that you had in the backyard, huh? That old nasty Bel Air that's just sitting there doing nothing. Crank it up, or maybe just get it on the hill, get it a good push, and say, look, here I come, everybody, I drove it on. Okay, where's my $2,500 guaranteed trade-in? Waldorf Toyota Volvo. And for a limited time only...
And you'll say, no, I said Jane Fonda.
But the librarian may remember, because she or he will be a little bit older. So Jane Fonda.
The librarian will knock everything out of the floor. Come diving over the counter at you. You'll be back in a minute. What's the... I just asked for Jane Fonda. The librarian... Jane Fonda! Yeah, you'll be backing up. Running around the shelves. The librarian will be chasing you.
So be careful when you're at the library.
Yes.
As, you know, if you see me buying it, don't you? But I'm sure they have all the books, data, and info. Okay?
Okie doke. Well, thanks for clearing that little bit up for me there.
All right, buddy.
Have yourself a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hello.
Hey, Grease Buggy. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm a man, buddy. I'm a man.
I need to hear a bit from about the one-eyed viper.
You do you?
Yeah.
Maybe I can squeeze one in before I blast off. I'll do my rootin' tootin' this for you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, let's try that long-distance line. It's 23 after 9. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, I hear you listening to Little Deliverance, Sergeant.
Yeah, I thought I'd put a pop quiz on you today.
Mm-hmm, I heard that Deliverance music in the background.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Got a question for you from Deliverance 101.
Yes, sir.
When Velma Buckles was in the kitchen there with Ned toward the end of the movie.
Yeah.
How big was that cucumber?
Yeah, man, that thing was massive, wasn't it?
Well, I got the answer here for you.
Now, big?
10 feet. Killed him, Andrew.
Got him in the back. What are you doing? People are into this. Man's listening to the soundtrack. At 9:23 in the morning.
Yeah, Ned was eating the hell out of that meal, wasn't he? You'd never know he was fresh from a Riemann. Laughing. Ten and a half.
Yes, sir. Stay tuned next week. We'll have another little pop quiz for you.
All right, you're right. You got me on that one.
Yeah.
I was just too big. I was shocked watching Ned eat like that after what he'd been through, you know, just piling on the food.
I got a question. I wonder why John and Ned were wearing the same plaid shirt at the hotel in Aintree.
Oh, that's because their clothing was torn, and they gave them, you know, stock shirts to wear.
Must have been. Mm-hmm. How about Cowboy Coward's first name?
Howard. It's not listed as that, but Ned says his first name is Howard.
Okay, they had it, Herbert.
They had Herbert, but Ned Beatty says his name is Howard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How do you like that? That's a real trivia question.
Do
you
have an extra one?
An extra one?
No. This is the sheriff at the end.
Drew wasn't wearing his.
How many life vests do they have?
Yeah, that's right. They had four.
I don't know.
They don't know either.
All right. Well, thanks for your contributions to Deliverance 101. And that kind of creative thinking is encouraged in the class.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care, Sergeant.
You too.
See you later. The music was coming from. But I put my hands in the air. Because a sense of freedom fell over me as I saw Estelle driving away her big behind in the back seat of that limo when I was young. And kind of stupid, I met a sweat hog named Estelle. And from the time that I said I knew, well, she put me straight through hell. Well, the time came when I'd had it with her noise and passing gas. So I dumped her at her mama's. Now that hog is gone at last. Gone at last. Gone at last. Well, that happened. Gone at last. I've had some bad luck in my lifetime. Well, that hog is gone at last. Well, I took our wedding pictures and I burned them one by one. Except that picture of her ugly mama. I use that as a dartboard just for fun. Well, she broke wind at our divorce court. And the judge, he was amazed. He said, Nino, you can go free, but the hog at 90 days. Now we're still, who was gone at last? Lord, that sweat hog's gone at last. I've had some bad luck in my lifetime, but that hog is gone at last. Estelle was ugly, and she was nasty. She had dimples on her butt. And on the hobble that I tried to do, I mean, it was hell to even get 10 hut. It's kind of funny when you look back at the things you do in your past. But now I thank God in his mercy that the hog is gone at last. Gone at last. Gone. Lord, I swear I'm gone at last. I've had some bad luck in my lifetime. Now that all is gone at last. Sing it on. Gone at last. Gone at last. Lord, I swear I'm gone at last. I've had some bad luck in my lifetime. Now that all is gone at last.
A Bell Atlantic report from the business.
I had a good morning. Today's story is the story of George Washington and the cherry tree. Well, one day George is like bored, you know, hanging around and his pop's got like an orchard, you know, and so George says, I can cut one of them frickin' trees down, you know, so He gets his axe and whack it, timber, boof, cherry tree's down, DOA, done for, xylem and phloem everywhere. So, his father comes along and says, what? Hey, who cut down the tree? George says, yo, Pop, I get up the lie. I did it. And his Pop, who happened to be on his way to the range with a rapid fire Gatling gun, says, you did what? In a fit of temper, blows away the whole orchard, takes down everything, every tree, every bush, everything. And then lobs a grenade at what's left. I work all my life with you stinking kids. So later that day, his sister flushes her galoshes down the toilet and stops it up. Father comes into the house and says, hey, who flushed the galoshes down the yard? And little sister goes running from the room about ready to say, I cannot tell a lie. But George grabs her and says, hey, take it from me. Tell him you don't freaking know.
The Masterpiece Theater has been made possible by a grant from the Mobile Launcher Corp.
One bad stud moved into my neighborhood. I said, one bad stud moved into my neighborhood. He's the biggest man I know. He ain't no good. He don't wear no hat, Lord. He don't wear no shoes. He don't wear no hat, Lord. He don't wear no shoes. He just hangs on the corner and sings them country blues. One man stood. Well, if he likes your baby, you can kiss your baby goodbye. Well, if he likes your baby, you can kiss your baby goodbye. Cause the girls all love him like a schoolboy loves his pie. He loves his whiskey, loves his rocket ride. Yes, he loves his whiskey, loves his rocket ride. You know it takes 10 bottles to make that dude get high. Oh, man, one man stud. Say, one man stud. One man stud. Say, one man stud. One man stud. Watch me work now! Yeah. Look at this! Yeah, I'm doing the moonwalk, hey! Zero G!
The Rongo pocket defibrillator handy. I may need it this morning. Whew. I'm working up a lot. It's humid, too, which is making it even harder on me. Look at humid and kind of nasty looking, threatening, foreboding. It's what we used to say back in cow country. You'd wake up in the morning, spit on the ground, look up at the sky, and say, you know what? It's foreboding now. And we'd all nod sagely. It's such a pronouncement. It's 11 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock.
Get out on somebody! Time to wonder what it must be like
to strap on a gun and pin on a man
and become a lawman!
up on the wrong side of the bed. Your bowels are in an uproar. Your bombays are sore from all them chili peppers over the weekend. Your sergeant just told you you had to drop 4 inches off your gut from too many Bavarian creams. So that's why when you hear the sound of an accident just up ahead, two cars collide head on! Yeah, you pull up and you are hot! You walk up and say, what the hell's going on here? Fortunately, nobody was hurt. One guy goes, officer, I admit it, it was totally my fault. A rabbit ran out across the road. I swerved to avoid it. And then I lost control of the car and hit this man here head on. Thank God he's okay. You say, get out of the car. He said, but officer, I have a get out of the car. You grab him by the collar and you slam his head so it snaps back on the roof of the car. And you say, let me tell you something, boy. Can I tell you the hurt and human suffering I've seen? People swerving into the path of oncoming traffic to avoid a stinking rabbit? A rodent, mind you. A rodent. I see people with their families in their car swerve to avoid an animal in the road and kill people. They burn to death. They get crushed to death for a rabbit. You fool. Admittedly, we don't want to hurt animals. But when it's your family on the line, there's human lives at stake. You don't swerve into oncoming traffic, you stupid, unbelievable faggot. I can't believe you did that, you lousy no-good. I'm thinking of feeling famous. As you go around and take his warning, I break for animals bumper sticker. You peel it off and you make him eat it. You shove it in his mouth, and it's dirty. And it's nasty from all the mud on the road, and you make him chew it and swallow it. Yeah. And then you grab him and you put him on the roof of his car, and you make him stand there and yell, I am scum! I am scum! As other drivers stare in shocked horror, this bleeding maggot, semi-bilious from eating his bumper sticker, stands there and bears his soul to the world. And just when you've humiliated and pummeled and degraded him all you can, you take his sorry butt downtown and welcome. I needed it. It's 60 minutes after 7 o'clock with the grease. You know, according to the NADA, there are three reasons why most consumers wouldn't go to a dealership. Ask yourself, you know, how many times...
Let me tell you about something.
I was reading Ann Landis today. Got me to thinking about it. About how genetics plays so much of a role in having children. You know, you inherit a little bit from your mama and a little bit from your baba. Now, I am blessed with wonderful in-laws. Everybody's so special that I have no fears along that line. So it really boils down to the fact that little Thumper will be half me and half my honey. Now, I tend to be a little wacky, but I'm a pretty level-headed kind of guy. But wacky. My honey, on the other hand, is not as probably as wacky as I am. Does have a little bit of a temper. She can be feisty. She can be Mrs. Feistworthy sometimes. But she has a keen way of appraising life and people. So I'd like to think that Thumper maybe will inherit some of my level-headedness and some of my honey's compassion. Be a hell of a guy. But suppose, let's face it, when you talk in genetics, it's a crapshoot. What gets translated into what? Suppose he inherits my wackiness and her temper, huh? Then where are we? I mean, Thumper may be nuts, nuts, nuts. Yet, suppose something goes wrong. Let's face it, we ain't spring chickens. Suppose the doctor comes out and says, Mr. Greasby Lolly, I'm sorry, there was a slight oxygen blockage. Oxygen blockage? Yeah, but he should be okay. And I think, who knows, maybe all he'll be able to say all his life will be,
Habadoo gaga.
And the only thing that keeps him quiet is a steady dose of crocus. How he'll turn out. That's the key that has me so terrified about Thumper.
common father and son talks is great. But sometimes kids, you know, they don't respect you. They laugh at things you say. I can just see Thumper sitting on my knee. I'm saying, Thumper, you spent 4 years in the sixth grade. You think after 4 years, you can study a little bit, you know? So maybe even after 4 years of sitting there, you get, look at this, D+, D+. Oh, here's a good one, C-, hey? You're coming along in home ec.
Yeah. Huh? A bad, yeah.
That's horrible, Thumper.
That's your not bad, yeah, bro.
Don't call me bro, I'm your father.
We all been to that one, bro. That's what you do all the way through the song, man. That's it. That's all of it.
Now, Thumper.
Now, that's what's happening. Yeah, that's going to be the thing.
What is that, Thumper?
That's going to wipe out the moonwalking, though.
Moonwalking is what got you into this fix, Thumper. The moonwalking is what got you into this fix. Look at your sister Hepzibah's report card. A+, A+. Look at that.
It's hot.
Huh?
Damn hot. Real hot. Hot than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crash pot cooking.
All right, yeah. I just want you to look at your sister's report card and look at this. Look, she got an A for attendance and A for behavior.
It's damn hot.
Right, now, in comparison, look at your report card, huh?
That's bad.
It's horrible.
That is bad, bad, bad.
Thumper, I,
She ain't never done a record.
You got the worst one
that's
in the school.
Bad, bro.
What's that?
That is bad. Believe me.
Thumper.
Believe me, that's bad. Believe me.
Thumper, you don't have to tell me. Thumper, do you realize through the history of Jordan L. Mott Junior High School, you have the worst grades?
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
And you're my son! I tell you what, Thumper, maybe you understand. You may not understand compassion because you're embarrassing me. But do you understand economics? Huh? Understand money? How about this? For every B you get on your next report card, I give you $1,000. That sound good?
Brother,
are we talking your language?
I hear you, brother, man.
All right, Thumper.
What you got there?
Is motivation, Thumper.
You know what? We got a thing. You know what?
What's that?
You can do a series of these things.
Thumper. I refuse to do a series of these things. What I want to do, Thumper, I want to see you get some grades and bring some respect to the Grease Benelli family day. Don't you sass me. I want you up in that room and studying now.
Your mama.
Do you mean to tell me that you are going to blatantly defy me?
That's right. I said your mama.
Thumper, $2,000. $2,000 per B.
Your mama.
You drive a hard bargain, I'll say that. $2,500.
Your mama.
I mean, money's not important to you. Respect it. You don't care, you just ain't going to study.
That's right. I said your mama.
Yeah, all right. But then as the years go by, I'm sure I'll be able to, I'll be able to reason with them as oftentimes you go through those tricky years, ages 12 to 16, the rebellion, the vindictiveness, and I'm sure he will one day settle into his own niche in life, whatever that niche may be. And I'm sure at the roast, the benefit roast for the Grease, when I finally retire, when I'm an old geesh, huh? Let me see, if I say I retire at, 68, that'll put Thumper at 38. Yeah, so I can just see it now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and now, as we salute Nino Griesmanelli and his stellar career, we'd like to introduce his son, Thumper, who will come up and make a tribute to his dad. Thumper Griesmanelli, ladies and gentlemen. Thumper, if you would say a few words about your dad and what you think your dad has done, not only for himself and his family, but for the world in general. Ladies and gentlemen, Thumper Griesmanelli.
Oh, to get the true sense of greatness, the only thing remaining he has is prerequisites. His application has been accepted to the College of Greatness, and only the tenure of time in serving, whether he comes out with a 4-point average or not, will remain to be seen. Shakespeare says, some men are born great, others achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them. If he can make the combination of the three, then he's immortal.
Yeah, it won't be a dry eye in a place, huh? It's 22 minutes before 8 o'clock here at DC 101. I'll tell you something mandatory, though, and recently, besides Thumper wearing a uniform around the house, he's got to wear back-cut pythons. Back-cut pythons. I am going to get in touch with Desperados when I know when Thumper's going to be born, and I will have them custom make a pair of back-cut python baby shoes that he can wear. So when he's in his bassinet, he will know from day one that he don't leave the house unless he's got his Desperados on. That's going to be a law. And the Grease Benelli, I mean, my son is going to have his back-cut pythons on. He'll be in the playground with him on. He'll be on the monkey bars with him on. He'll be on a sliding pod with him on. He'll be at the amusement park with him on. He will always be wearing his back-cut pythons, and that is a direct order. I have been known to just jump up on tabletop, and it sometimes takes people off guard, too, when I do that. Just jump up on tabletop and say to no one in particular, Black Sack. Black Sack. Black Sack. Black Sack. Black Sack. Bag of cool daddy-o. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. When I go places, I just don't care. You'll know why when you see what I wear. Black Sack. Hang no jeans, Black Sack. Really, I'll keep Black Sack. Bag of cool daddy-o. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. A man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black Sack. Mostly in the head, Black Sack. Well, that's what I say, Black Sack. I'm the cat's pajamas. I also run around with crazy little mamas. Let's go! Black slacks. I wear a red bow tie, Black slacks. I say me, oh my, Black slacks. I got a cat chained down on my knees. I ain't nothing but a real cool breeze. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Make them cool, daddy-o. I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm ready to go. Black slacks. Black slacks. All right, now watch this movie. Look at this. Yeah. Yeah, get the microphone out of my face. Watch me move for my day. Yeah. I'm doing the same thing as that. Crash card to be on standby. Tell the crash card to be on standby. We're going to have a bad possession. Well, one bad stud moved into my neighborhood. Said one bad stud moved into my neighborhood. Well, he's the baddest man I know. He ain't no good. He don't wear no hat. Lord, he don't wear no shoes. He don't wear no hat. Lord, he don't wear no shoes. He just hangs on the corner and sings them country blues. Oh, yeah, one bad stud. Said one bad stud. Well, one bad stud. One bad stud. Said one bad stud. Well, if he likes your baby, you can kiss your baby goodbye. Well, if he likes your baby, you can kiss your baby goodbye. Because the girls all love him like a schoolboy loves his pie. Well, he loves his whiskey, loves his rocket ride. Yes, he loves his whiskey, loves his rocket ride. You know, it takes 10 bottles to make that dude get high. Oh, yeah, one bad stud. Said one bad stud. One bad stud. One bad stud. It's one bad stud. Watch me work! Oh. In the words of Joey D and the Starlighters, Bubba Jeebo, Bubba 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 Jeebo, Bubba Jeebo, Bubba Jeebo, Bubba Bubba Jeebo. Well, he bought that galley and he bought that gallow dime. Well, he stole $10 and he bought that cannon down. Lord, it looks like a bear. He got great big muscles. Lord, it looks like a bear. When this cat breaks loose, you know I won't be there. Oh, it's one bad stud. One bad stud. Ventricular fibrillation. Ventricular fibrillation. Call the crash cars.
What's happening to me? I see Steve trying to give me mouth-to-mouth restitution. I'm floating above myself. Oh, hey, she's looking at me, slipping me the tongue. I feel like I'm floating above the room. Wait a minute, what's that? I see a bright light. I'm moving toward a bright light. Everything feels good. I see myself lying there. I see pandemonium breaking out. Wait a minute.
Hello, Greaseman.
Is that... my God, is that you?
Welcome to the afterlife.
No, wait, I'm not ready for the afterlife yet. I got too much drinking and drinking and having a ball. It's going to be a long 3-day weekend. I want to use the good ship Grace, my funny little honey. Please.
Your time has come. You're going to be taking Heart Blessings 101.
But wait a minute. I cut down my cholesterol. I'm crying out loud, man.
Lord, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me for crying out loud? Do you realize what I went through?
All right, will you knock it off with the angels for crying out loud? I mean, how could you take me now? I'm at the prime of my life. Don't you realize what I did? I've been weightlifting for 7 years to change my body into a completely new and exciting shape. I had reconstructive surgery to give me a more authoritative chin. I went to raise hair weave and had my hair all blossomed out. I got a deep dark tan. I had my folliculitis taken care of. Accutane took care of my zits. My teeth were straightened and whitened. My waistline trimmed. My muscles bulked up. How could you take me now?
Because I didn't recognize you.
I'm returning. I'm going back in my body.
Get your face off of me, young fella. Get your face off of me. I'm all right. Yeah, just a momentary lapse. Ooh. Thank God you worked out on Recessa Annie. You saved my behind. I'm very in your debt. Here, have a lozenge. Here's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. 15 after 9 here at DC 101. Let me catch my breath a second here. Better take myself at a little slower pace. Unlike Waterbed Ed, who says...
Wakanda Matuso! Robata!
There's nothing slow-paced about Waterbed Ed. That guy says, come on! You're gonna say me, you're gonna say me, you're gonna say big body! It's United Bedrooms going nuts with their Waterbed Memorial! One time I was there... I was just looking out at the sea, watching happy swimmers scooting. I was in my chaise lounge, had a bee balanced on my belly. And all of a sudden, I started getting cool. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there, and it's like, I start shivering. I'm thinking to myself, what in the blue blazes? I mean, how can I be at the beach and... we see in my breath. I mean, last time I checked, the temperature was like unbelievable. It was 85 degrees, I guess. I wasn't sure if I was hearing correctly when I heard from underneath my chaise lounge come.
You thought you could get away. You thought you could come to the beach and lie in peace. But I followed you. I live under your bed. I live under your chaise lounge. I live in the heart of evil. For I am the Toe Monster. The incarnation of all that is hideous.
Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Here at the beach, this is ridiculous! Lifeguard! Lifeguard!
What are you going to tell him? That there's a monster under your chaise lounge? I'll disappear when the lifeguard shows up. Leaving you to look like an imbecile. Leaving you to look like a fool.
Oh, my God. You mean to tell me?
Yes. I'm going to wait you out. I will stay underneath this chaise lounge until you put your feet down to take a dip. to get a hot dog, to talk to someone, and then I will pounce and eat your toes.
No way. I don't care how long I gotta stay in this Chase Lounge. I gotta stay here 90 days and 90 nights. There's no way I'm gonna give up my toes. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. But I have patience.
All right, well, maybe you got patience. But I got an ally, buddy. I got an ally.
I don't care who you have. You could have a whole army and it wouldn't faze me. Your ally could be King Kong. Could be Big John Studd. They all have toes. And they all...
No. My ally is not a person, you silly, silly creature. My ally, if you will cast your glance, is High Tide.
It's the Grease Man on Washington's number one rock and roll radio station.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
DC 101.
You look in your bilge, and you see the grime and the grunge inside your boat.
When you look at the crud that's grown on the bottom, do you feel like...
You've got the cleaning job from hell.
Well, jump on it with GP66 Miracle Cleaner! To the rescue! GP66 Miracle Cleaner, there's no job too nasty, too unsavory, too fetid. There is no job that GP66 Miracle Cleaner can't handle. That's why it's taking off like wildfire. That's why the Snap-on Tool Company says, hey, give us all the GP66 you can handle. That's why they're cranking it out left and right. That's why GP66 is going to be in every household, on every shelf, in every garage, on every boat. One day, GP66 will be everywhere, wiping out the horror of the big job. The horror of grime and grease. GP66. Okay, here's the number.